This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right. What the heck did Bob just mumble to me walking out the door? 40 million to the Taliban a week, not including the weapons and everything. And then I'm watching the protesters taking over at Columbia and amongst other campuses across the U.S. and whatever they're protesting, if they even know, who knows, and how much, I don't know. I just can't do this world. I just can't. We need a break, my friends. We certainly do. Is there good to be said in this world today? Oh, Trump and DeSantis, they made peace. Where does that put you? I know there were people who were big DeSantis fans, and then he dropped out and didn't know what you didn't know what you were going to do, right? Now what do you do? Now, if Santis and Trump can make up, now don't get your hopes up. He is most likely not going to be the vice president. You can't have two from Florida do that deal, right? You don't want two from Florida. Plus, I think the position the United States is in right now, we kind of need DeSantis in Florida, right? Protecting those borders and shutting things down before they get too far north, at the very least, right? So I like DeSantis as governor. But what are your thoughts? I mean, he's going to help Trump do some fundraising, of course. Do you have an opinion? Are you happy about this? Do you wish still that he might be made VP? Do you have any other ideas for VP? Who would be good? Who would be horrible? What do you think he's looking at there? So there was a little bit of good news in Paul. Not that I want to get too political this afternoon, because, man, although I find the story that both ABC and Fox were reporting on, amongst others, very, very interesting. MSNBC, I'll read the headline. ABC's George Stephanopoulos says 2024 race can't be treated normally after Biden urges press to alter coverage. Wow, right in front of your eyes, right there. Now we'll say it out loud. Like they haven't been already altering, picking and choosing coverage, but we're going to say it out loud now. And you can't catch us. That's the game we've been playing, right? One day after President Biden implored the media to not treat the 2024 election like business as usual, ABC's George Stephanopoulos sternly told his audience on Sundays this week that this year was abnormal and a test for the media and the country. How do we take that? Interesting. Especially since you know which way. It's more than obvious which way Stephanopoulos leans. Although I need to ask this question. Everybody forms their opinions based on who their acquaintances are, their business associates, their dealings, what what they hear over and over again to a certain extent. And when you work in the media and that closely to politicians, are you eager to believe everything they say? It used to be a day where journalists, the news outlets, were harsh on politicians, came down on them, held them very accountable, uncovered things even, right? And maybe gave you the non-biased report. Somehow that got swayed. So Stephan Obelisa began his program with remarks on former President Trump's legal troubles and how the 2024 election was testing the tenets of democracy. So seriously, so let's that's what they want you to be focused on, all these issues that they've created with Trump that in any other world at any other time would be non-issues. So if you could be distracted there, maybe you could ignore the protesting on the campuses. Maybe you can ignore the money going to the Taliban. Maybe you can ignore the economy or say, it's not that bad or whatever. I don't know. So all that followed Biden calling on members of the press to focus less on horse race politics and rise up to the seriousness of the moment in sober conclusion to his speech. Interesting. Interesting. And how did you take that statement? Being that the press has already been ignoring the skeletons that have fallen out of the Biden closet, like they're laying all over the floor. You're tripping on bones, right? Well, we ignore all that. I just see, this is the stuff that really has my head whoo, whoo, whoo. You know, that circle going that I just can't. I can't. I don't want to. Somebody texted in, Nikki, I love DeSantis. I agree. We need him in Florida. We need more like him as governors. 100%. Right? More governors like DeSantis. How about more politicians more like DeSantis to a certain extent? Although some find him to be wishy-washy, I've heard. And I'm not sure if my jury's in or out on that. By all accounts, he's doing a great job in Florida. And we need him there. Do we need more politicians, not just as governors, but politicians, period, like that? 570-883-0098. Somebody else. Maybe Trump should cross the aisle and do an RFK Jr. thing. I don't know. It's just my thought. Love your show. Thank you. I appreciate that. Not a bad idea, possibly. Has it ever been known? Has there ever been anybody who ever crossed the aisle? Or maybe even picked an independent? A non-affiliated? But you really, since Trump isn't a politician, and he doesn't, well, I like that he's a businessman and that he's tough. He doesn't need to say things pretty for me. He doesn't have to sugarcoat anything. I don't really mind being that, you know, I grew up in Northeast PA. We grew up around what, coal miners. We grew up around hardworking people. Correct? Construction people. They don't always put things in the prettiest terms. But they get the job done, or at least they used to at one time. Once upon a time in a land far, far away. People usually actually work. It's kind of funny. So I think you might need somebody who knows government a little bit better but you don't want them to be bought and paid for. Just my thoughts. You can answer that conversation, but we are going to move on to other things, including we have Brian Reagan tickets to give away today. Another pair. Jake and I will figure out how we're going to do that sometime. Today, I did promise it would be after 2, right? So coming up at 2 o'clock, we have a quick interview with Philly Ocean from Yachtly Crew. I think they're going to be playing a date near us very soon. So that'll be coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. But as for now, it's just you, my friends, and I doing this together. And I'm happy to be along with you. Oh, gosh. And the other thing that I will get through a full Nikki Six today, but we're not going to start that yet. Did Luzerne County finish counting those provisional ballots yet? Have they made a decision? Do we know yet who won that one race between Walsh and Cabela? Do we have any answers there? I don't know. I haven't heard anything definite. And the mere fact that it's, 1 week later, and yesterday they were still counting, are they going to have it done in time? I'm asking for a friend. I don't live in Luzerne County. What do I know? He had that, but this was a very disturbing news locally. Very disturbing local news. So we heard about shots being fired early yesterday morning in Scranton, Pittston Avenue, where, you know, that section of Scranton, a lot of good, good people live there, right? Well, what happened? You saw the story, right? You have now a Scranton man, 21 years old, who's now charged with murdering his brother. He didn't shoot his brother once as a warning. Is he 21 or 24? I thought it said 20. 24-year-old Scranton man who police say shot his brother. Yeah, he's 24. I thought I saw 21. 24, shot his brother. Not once, but 10 times. We can't even settle family disputes. Without guns, I'm sure it was a legal gun. I'm not. Are you kidding me, though? This is ridiculous. Gets in an argument with his brother, Carlos Degberto Rivera. He was standing in the doorway of the second floor apartment at the address where city police had responded to a reported loud fight and gunfire just about 3 o'clock in the morning. And he shoots his 32-year-old brother. That's how we do it in the United States now? I can't even. So close to home. I don't know. And I'll wait till you hear road rage today. I wasn't there. Thank God I wasn't there. But road rage? This one blows my mind. You know, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Happened out on 80 near Tannersville yesterday. Jake, we're going to throw it to break and then we're going to get to it. All right?
Wow, actually breaking on time.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
But this happened out on 80 yesterday near Tannersville. Honestly? We'll talk about it coming up. 570-883-0098 is the number for you to check in. This show brought to you by Campus Jewelers in Luzerne. Love the folks at Campus Jewelers. They can help you find just that right gift for Mom's Day. And that's coming up. It's going to be May 1st tomorrow, my friends. So then you only have 12 days to go grab that nice gift for Mom. Campus Jewelers, you can find it there, or they can help you gather some money together to give your mom maybe a monetary gift or take her out to dinner. Find out how they can help you. Go to campusjewelers.com, and we'll be back right after this with the Nikki Stone Show on WILK AM 103.1 FM and on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. good blues stuff right there from Muddy Waters. 40 Days and 40 Nights. Muddy Waters, unfortunately, passed away on this date. Is that 30 years ago already, Jake? No, 40. 40
41.
41. Boy, time flies. 41 years ago, we lost Muddy Waters. I find it very hard to believe that the 80s were almost a full lifetime or two ago. Man. He died April 30th, 1983. Born April 4th of 1931. Died in his sleep from heart failure in Illinois.
1913.
What did you say?
You said 1931. It was 1913.
I thought I said 19. Oh, I'm reading backwards. I went to say 1913. I was looking at 1913, Jake. Some days I lose my mind. My glasses today.
Some days?
Most days.
Yeah.
I owe that to my producer. Oh, wait. Or the news I read. One or the other. All right. Before we get on to
anyway.
That insane road rage, that blows my mind. Rich wants to talk about DeSantis. Rich from Scranton, how are you today?
Excuse me. Good. Nikki, thank you for taking my phone call.
Not a problem.
I'd like to tell you I love you, your show, and you put a smile on my face.
That's all I can hope to do in this lifetime is make a few people smile. We can't take life too seriously, my dear.
As I get older, I do, and that's one of the reasons I'm calling you here. You were talking about DeSantis, and I missed the beginning of it, so I don't know if you were talking about him being Donald Trump's running mate.
I just said that they've made peace. He's going to help Donald fundraise. I thought some people might be getting their hopes up, thinking that there's a chance that DeSantis will be the VP. But I say, no, that's probably not going to happen because now Donald is calling Florida home with Mar-a-Lago down there. So the chances of having two from the same state, it's probably not a good idea. And we actually need DeSantis as governor of Florida to protect that area, right?
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, because that's part of the reason I was calling. The Article 2 of the Constitution forbids that. If he picked DeSantis as his running mate, and both of them being from Florida, mm-hmm. if they won the election, the electorals would not be able to vote for DeSantis. They would be forced to vote for Kamala Harris.
Ooh.
Because Article 2 says that the president and vice president cannot be from the same state.
Could you imagine? Let's just imagine a country run by Trump and Harris.
I laugh at that.
That would be hilarious. We'd probably be like, sit down, shut up. Oh, Lord.
And also, I think you talked about crossing over. Andrew Johnson, Abraham Lincoln's vice president, was a Democrat.
Oh, okay.
And when he took over, he went against everything that Lincoln put into place. And the people got even with him because they voted him out of office come election time.
All right. So not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
And especially when your candidates are up there in age just a little bit. But what about RFK, though? Sometimes people like think that RFK might be all right.
See, if Trump won in 2020, I think RFK could pull this off. Without Trump's, like, Trump supporters are voting for Trump. I believe that. I believe the majority of the independents are going to, I'm hoping, vote for Trump, but they could be swayed to an RFK. I think if Trump was not in the picture, RFK would be strong enough to win this election. But because of Trump, he's got a big following. I mean, God, he got 80-some million or 70-some million votes in the last election. He might get 80 million in this one. That's tough for a third party to overcome.
I was thinking RFK for the running mate, a VP possibly.
Oh, all right, but now we're crossing.
Crossing that way.
I like RFK. I would vote for him if it wasn't for Trump.
Yeah, who do you think's voting for Biden? Only those out of their mind?
Idiots and fools.
People who take a government paycheck, maybe?
Yeah, government paycheck, live off the system, and Scrantonians.
And wait, or newly homed Scrantonians, newcomers.
Scrantonians. Yeah, we're going to give them the right to vote, just like New York is doing.
Okay, don't make me any more depressed. Wait till you hear what I have to talk about in road rage. This one's a good one today.
Okay, real quick, because you talked about CeeLo Green a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And is he from this area?
No, he's not.
Okay, because I didn't know that. And I said he did one of the greatest or best halftime shows, I thought. Super Bowl halftime shows.
Did we play?
He was real, real good.
I remember playing him, but I might have played somebody who I thought sounded a lot like him that was local. Where is CeeLo from? Let me see. CeeLo Green. You're making me look it up. Atlanta. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He's Atlanta, Georgia. I'd like to hear more out of him. That would be good. He's fun music.
Yeah, me too. That one I thought. And one other thing, because now I have a pen in my hand, I'm going to let you go. Your introduction song, great song, and you always say who does it, but I don't have a pen in my hand to write it down.
I don't say it often enough. The name of the band is Clove. They are originally from the Berwick area. They call Bloomsburg home now. They're really not playing as Clove anymore. They did that song back in the 90s. It's called Empty on the Inside. Jennifer Serretta is the lead vocalist, her husband, Dave Serretta, on drums. And she is the Stevie in An Evening with Stevie.
Okay, I remember.
And they're
going to
be playing a lot. They have Farm Fest coming up in August in Bloomsburg, which I cannot wait for. They have a country music fest coming up on May 18th as well. And I'm hoping that Dave might drop by the studio this week as well. So I'm going to try to get him in here. So yeah, great music. And thanks for asking about that. Rich, we'll talk to you again, my friend.
Jennifer Serretta, can you spell that?
All right, last name. Oh, now he's asking me to spell Jake.
Okay, never mind. I got it.
No. It's
thanks a lot. Thanks for taking my car.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 570-883-0098. Brian Reagan tickets coming up for his show in Hershey, October 17th. We'll do that in the 1 o'clock hour this afternoon, or 2 o'clock hour. I promised the 2 o'clock hour, right? So after 2 o'clock, we will give away tickets for Brian Reagan playing Hershey. Have you heard his comedy? We'll find another clip for you today, too, right, Jake? Yeah, Jake's on it. We'll be right back. WILK AM 103.1 FM. It is the Nikki Stone Show. So, the sexual misconduct, sexual assault charges that were brought against Steven Tyler. Well, a judge in New York, I can't believe this actually happened in New York, being what they're putting Trump through. Maybe it's just to keep Steven Tyler and all the rockers on their side. Possibly, but they dismissed the sexual assault lawsuit brought by Janine Bellino, a model who claimed she was assaulted by Tyler in the summer of 1975 when she was 17. She accused him of forcibly kissing and groping her. Yeah, it only took her how many years to do that? I mean, like, if she was 17 in 1975, how old is she now, Jake? I can't even do that math.
I don't think Holy you could do math, period.
I can't do math, period. I used to be able to, and then I lost my mind. All right. Do you have the math done?
So 17 in 1975?
Yeah.
Okay. So then that would be, so that's 49 years. So that would be 68.
So she's 68 now.
And so, I went to Nanny Coke and I can figure this out.
I'm just letting you make Nanny Coke look good. Because everybody says they don't know how to do math there. All right? And being that I'm from Berwick, of course I know how to do math. Everybody knows
sure?
I do.
Because it's been highly questionable so far today.
I know, you don't even know how bad my head hurts today.
My head's hurting right now.
I got you. But if she would have came back out in like 85, even 95, I would almost believe her. But being that she is
that
now...
half a century, is nearly half a century has passed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm a woman, all right? I'm just going to be blunt. I'm not saying anybody ever deserves anything, but
wait,
do you think
minute.
Any
Nikki
chick...
being, Nikki being blunt? There's no way.
All right. Any chick that went to a rock concert or went, you know, hanging out with the band, I don't know what she was wearing that day, but they wanted to kiss the band. There is nobody who wanted to be a model at the age of 17 that wouldn't take a kiss from Steven Tyler back in 1975. I could be wrong. I'm not saying if it was forcibly that it was right, but come on. I know what the real world looks like. And I've seen it firsthand. Just saying. All right. Anyway, WILK AM 103.1 FM. What are we even talking about? It was road rage. And no, I didn't mean, no, it's not okay for somebody who's in the wrong to pull a gun out on you ever. Not even if they're in the right, should they pull a gun out on you. That is not how we do things. We don't just pull guns on people for the, I'm not happy right now, and I'm going to get the right away. I'm going to pull out in front of you, and I'm going to pull a gun on you, because I have a place to be. We don't do, is this the Wild West? Just not right. And to just run from, I hope the person in the other car, they didn't even give you an update telling you if the person in the other car was fine. And will they ever follow up on the story to tell you who was actually driving that vehicle? That tractor trailer in Tannersville, since we still don't know, day 102, I don't even know how many days ago that was. It was like 2 months now. Since we had a wrong way driver, we need the rest of those details. We want to know who's screwing up our lives, who's making things rough out there, who's making us unsafe, who's putting our friends, coworkers, family members in danger on our roads. If you're going to report on a story, it should be followed up upon. I wonder if I could find out that information if I had time to make a couple extra phone calls. Maybe. We'll try to follow up on it. All right. Bloomberg Money Minute. A couple more stories in road rage, then a Nikki 6 coming up. This is WILK, AM 103.1 FM, the Nikki Stone Show. Take it, Jake?
I mean...
it's all right.
It's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
It's a nice tribute.
It's Jelly Roll.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's going to beat the original, obviously, but...
exactly. And this is live, and it's obviously a rough
last
copy.
Friday.
Yeah. Was that what was going on last Friday? What was the show?
It says Jelly Roll, Toby Keith tribute with T-Pain, should have been a cowboy, live at Stagecoach, California.
Oh, yeah, that was some kind of big show they had out there.
So, I mean, I'm not much of a country music fan, but I just, it's decent.
Are you sick of Jelly Roll already, too? Like, I kind of liked him in the beginning, but now I'm like, there's something weird here. Like, I'm thinking, well, he's got Bunny XO as his girlfriend, but him and Taylor Swift are some sort of cult thing going on.
Well, there's no bigger cult than Taylor Swift, let's be real. But yeah, I don't mind it, though.
Like I was like saying, Jelly Roll. I'm only kidding.
It's a nice tribute in itself, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like. So anyway, it was nice. Not as good, however. As the cover of Youngblood doing,
oh my God.
I Was Made for Loving You, that's going to be on that Fall Guy soundtrack.
So what's the latest in Road Rage?
That
you
was good.
Talk about the Dolphins draft?
No, let's not talk about the
beautiful
Dolphins.
Beautiful day out there.
It is a beautiful day. But there were a couple other stories in Road. This will give you Road Rage. Anybody ever get a DUI? A few of you, a few of our listeners may have had DUIs. A brewery employee has been cleared of a DUI because his body makes its own alcohol. Really? Can we all get off on that? Like, or is it just people that work on breweries? This happened in Belgium, I guess. Is that true? A man was cleared of driving drunk because his body makes its own alcohol. I know.
Sure,
I've heard guys.
Is this a Nikki Sixx or a fake news story here?
I've heard people. No, it's not. It was in the news. Although I'm not. Next hour, I'll get to why it's hard to believe the news these days, because of something that was in Penn Live. Three different versions of a 16-year-old dying that none of them really mess up. And of course, I'll have to see if I can dig up the reason the autopsy said that he died. But all like in the same paper on the same, if it's still up there. But so no, sometimes I don't believe any of even the good news stories. Like they're just telling us this to make us feel better for a minute, give us a smile. But it was some fiction writer sitting there in the corner writing it. People reported a Belgian brewery employee was acquitted of drunk driving. That's People Magazine, due to being diagnosed with a rare disorder. Listen, there's a whole bunch of people out there going, if I was going to have a disorder, if I'm going to have one of these autoimmune, you know, everybody has an autoimmune disorder today, right? Well, this is the one you want. Auto brewery syndrome, except obviously you might get picked up for a DUI if you have it. This is a true story, Jake. Oh, the University of Virginia School of Medicine said, auto brewery syndrome, also known as gut fermentation syndrome, is a rare underdiagnosed medical condition, which is caused by the fermentation of ingested carbohydrate of gut fungi, resulting in the production of ethanol. Sounds like an argument for climate change events. I don't know. Lord. Now, somebody's going to call up and say, I'm very offended that you talked about this because I have that.
I'm sure they're offended that the term gypsy moth was even a thing.
I thought gypsy
was... That was wild yesterday.
Gypsy was already a derogatory name.
Careful, Nikki. It might get canceled.
But it was. Like, it wasn't like you didn't want to be called a gypsy. And even gypsies didn't want to be called gypsies. There was a reason they were called gypsies. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. All right, Nikki, I have a condition where my body doesn't produce alcohol. That's why I have to supplement it every day. Lord, oh, you're not bothering me. I appreciate you. Oh, the person who had that gun pulled out on them, you did not bother me at all. I appreciate you. And I appreciate all your text messages. We're going to go to the news, and we will be back. They told me that the truck where the woman gave the finger, Jake, had no markings on it. And isn't it the truth that every time something happens where somebody's driving bad, tractor trailers, there's no 800 number, there's barely any markings, and oh, that itself is illegal. How they're getting in and out of these industrial parks... You know, I think they can make state paychecks by just sitting there waiting for some of these trucks some days. I could be wrong. All right, we'll be back after the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.